Good evening, Wahoos and fellow ACC sports fans. This is Frank Maloney with my trusty co-host, Jim Hobbo Hobgood.
So if you're a SEC fan, you can't listen?
No.
We're not restricting that audience whatsoever.
No, we're not, but we really don't care. UVA's football season may be over, but the UVA hoop season is taking off, and things are looking very up, Hobbo.
Positive.
UVA basketball takes a very nice three-game win streak and 4 out of 5 headed into exams, and Jim and I will discuss the recent VPI victory, the Radford Bang and Clang game, and the UVA football recruiting situation. We're going to have Chris Horn coming on shortly. We're glad that you've joined us.
And this indeed is Hobbo. Another great show tonight on Who's Talking, an hour-long version, and I guess that'll be the case through the end of March. As Frank just mentioned, Chris Horn, the Saber recruiting guru, will be joining us in a few minutes. And at the bottom of the hour, just after 6:30, this guy really is a legend. I mean, we throw around icon, legend, and so forth and so on. But number 48, Joe Palumbo. A name, historic name in Virginia football, and as you mentioned last week, has a significant role in the new film coming out on UVA football history, put together by Kevin
Eads.
I always want to call him Eads, so I need to defer to you on that one to make sure I pronounce it right or
yep.
correctly.
Right.
And then Brian Davis, the Bill Dudley Scholarship Foundation president, will be calling in before the end of the show, just with some news about last night's dinner that you attended. The scholarship winner, who's another terrific young man.
Absolutely.
So we'll look forward to hearing about that.
All right. As always, we encourage callers tonight. Just call 345-0910, 345-0910. Who's Talking is streaming live on sportsradio910.com and thesaber.com. They're good friends at the Saber Archive. All the shows, just go there, click on the Who's Talking logo, and that'll take you to the landing page, and then you can click on any of the past shows and listen to some of your favorite heroes from days gone by. We also encourage our fans to go to Facebook, just become a fan. That's also the place to go to win prizes. We will be offering Oregon basketball tickets and maybe a parking pass for the upcoming Oregon basketball game scheduled for December 17th.
Friday the 17th.
And so make sure you check in on Facebook this week. Just search Who's Talking and become a fan. Also, as you well know, we're taking questions tonight. Welcome your comments. Just call 345-0910.
Well, we got Chris Horn talking recruiting and Joe Palumbo talking the history of the Virginia football program, so we need to talk a little basketball before we get to that. Really has been a nice, I guess going back to last Monday night when we had our game-watching gathering at one of our sponsors, Fridays at Broad and Glenside, an outstanding second-half performance by the Wahoos to beat the Minnesota Golden Gophers. And then, of course, on Sunday went down to Blacksburg, Frank, and had a outstanding first half where they built as much as a 16-point lead at a 12-point lead at halftime, as you would expect. The Hokies playing at the Castle, you knew they were going to make a run in the second half. They tightened the defense. Virginia struggled a little bit to score in the second half. I think only had, 22 points in the second half of that Virginia Tech game, but nevertheless, 22 points they had last night, but 21 points in the second half down in Blacksburg. But got enough to get it done. A nice late rebound by Jontel Evans sealed the deal, and Virginia 1-0 in the league with a huge win on the road in Blacksburg. And I continue to think that's, other than Cameron, I think that's the toughest place in the league to play.
You know, it's interesting. I don't think too many people when the season began would have picked that sort of scenario to unfold. I just don't.
No way. I mean, Virginia Tech picked by most people to be in the top three teams in the league.
Yet they're playing 500 ball right now. They've lost 3 in a row. Virginia has won 4 out of 5. And from what I can tell, and you're the basketball expert, it seems to me Virginia's talent level has risen considerably. Number two, the teamwork is much improved. I'm hoping Will Sherrill can come back because his defense was pretty darn good prior to his leg injury. But, you know, it seems to me the kids that are coming off the bench, Will Regan and Akil Mitchell, they're scrapping, they're fighting, and Ahsan Sen is playing maybe the best basketball he's ever played in his life.
Yeah, playing well. I mean, he had one possession last night in the second half where I think he had two or three blocks on the same Radford possession. So he's a force in the middle, particularly on the defensive end. So I think what they want him to do is play defense, block a couple of shots, rebound a basketball, be around the basket to potentially get some putbacks, opportunities for offensive rebounds, as he demonstrated at the Minnesota game.
Yep.
He shoots free throws pretty well, which is a real bonus for a big guy. And I tell you, the other guy who has a wonderful stroke at the free throw line is Mike Scott, who was the ACC Player of the Week, I guess, last week for the...
And I was going to say... you know, Mike Scott really was the hero and involved in the play of the game at Minnesota with that late possession where Virginia
the three-point play. Yeah,
they dumped it inside, and he drew the foul and was able to shoot a sort of a strong fadeaway in the lane and he got that ball to fall, and he made his free throw and gave Virginia enough cushion there to withstand the final Gopher push.
And then had a critical play down in Blacksburg where Virginia threw the long pass to Mike Scott and Jeff Allen commits the intentional foul that gives Virginia a couple of free throws and possession. So that was a mistake by Jeff Allen, but good news for the Wahoos because that was a critical play in the game coming down the stretch.
We're going to break down that play a little bit later as just a hint.
Be the play of the game?
Could be the play of the game, huh?
Well, you know.
Anyway, Mike Scott, just has been tremendous lately. Good leadership, playing good, strong basketball, good defense, excellent rebounding, respectable passing, I think, and as well as his scoring. And he's handled all the big possessions. But we're going to come back to basketball in a minute. I understand that we've got our good friend, Sabre recruiting expert Chris Horn with us. Is that right?
Yep, I'm here.
All right, Chris. Good to have you back. You're Johnny on the spot. We didn't have a chance to tease you too much.
Is he really our good friend with what you were saying about him before we went on air?
He is always my good friend.
Oh, okay.
And,
Chris, he wasn't saying anything, Chris. You know.
Chris knows. Chris,
you know
Chris
we love you.
Tight. We're
you know.
Tight. All right, Chris, let's get down to some serious business, buddy. The football season for Virginia is over, but the second season, as Mike London called it, mm-hmm. is in full swing, is it not?
Oh, it is, yep. And Mike London's on the trail. He's already, I believe, had in-home visits with two of their top remaining targets, Dominique Terrell out of Northern Virginia, who's a dynamic athlete, receiver, cornerback, returner type, and I believe Demetrius Nicholson, who's a shutdown cornerback out of Bayside High School in Virginia Beach. So, yeah, he's certainly out there hitting the trail. And actually, as a matter of fact, received a commitment from Jay Whitmire, who's was one of their top offensive line targets, out of T.C. Williams High School in Alexandria, 6'7", 290-pound prospect. They received a commitment from him, I believe, the first day of the contact period. So certainly hit the ground running, and Coach London's out there trying to recruit some talent for next season.
Go back to Whitmire for a second. He had been talked about off and on for, holy cow, a couple of months, really, but really
right.
In the last 30, 40 days. Nice, good-sized player, and he's from Alexandria. What school does he play for?
T.C. Williams High School. And,
right.
Yeah, and he's a guy, and it's a good point, Frank. Virginia's really seemed to be in good shape with him for a while, so this was not necessarily a surprise that he committed, but certainly a good thing nonetheless. And what really stands out to me about Jay is his athletic ability for his height. He's 6'7", 290 pounds, but he also plays basketball. He plays lacrosse, so he really does a lot of different sports at T.C. Williams. He plays offensive tackle, but with his athletic ability, he's a guy who could potentially play guard or tackle, really maybe plug him in wherever they need him. So really, certainly a good get, and he had some other impressive offers. Boston College, Maryland was in there, Notre Dame, Penn State. So certainly a nice get for Virginia, rounding out what really is a pretty nice offensive line class with four commitments.
Nicholson and the young man you mentioned in Northern Virginia that Coach London visited, who are we up against with those kids?
Nicholson, with Demetrius, I think right now Virginia seems to be the favorite right now. He's also looking at North Carolina. Virginia Tech still kind of hanging around in the mix there, but I really think that that Virginia is in good shape with him right now. Obviously, I'm sure they'd love to wrap it up as soon as they can, as opposed to have him go through the process a little bit more, which may include him taking some more visits to see some other schools, perhaps like Virginia Tech, and maybe return visit to North Carolina. Dominique Terrell, Virginia Tech's very much in the mix with him, and actually it sounds like he's going to make an official visit to Virginia Tech this weekend. But he has also scheduled an official visit to Virginia for January, and West Virginia is the other school in the mix. To me, those are really the three main schools in contention for him. But at this point, with the two prospects, I'd say Virginia has a better shot with Demetrius at this point, but certainly Coach Lunnan's out there and really trying to make an impression and hoping to swing as many guys his way as he possibly can.
Well, with Nicholson, along with Brandon Phelps,
mm-hmm.
that would give Virginia two stellar cornerbacks that would then allow Coach Reed and other defensive coaches to call some more blitzes maybe down the road, correct?
Oh, absolutely. And I think, certainly two guys. Brandon Phelps out of Damascus, Maryland, shut down cornerback, 6 foot, 175 pounds. Demetrius is a little smaller. He's about 5'9", 165 pounds. And both of them are considered and widely regarded for their cover corner potential on the next level. So those guys, I'm sure, as I'm writing in an article that I'm going to post on the Saber tonight, those are two guys certainly that Coach Lunnan no doubt would love to pencil in at the starting cornerback positions in the future. And they have another standout potential cornerback prospect in Jordan Lomax out of DeMatha High School, mm-hmm. Who's a guy who could play cornerback or safety. So really would be an outstanding class, especially if they could land Demetrius.
And I would think cornerback is a position you might be able to play right away.
Certainly. I think, in terms of, especially with, I mean, of course, Rossi Dowling didn't play really at all this year. But Mike Parker is leaving, so you lose some depth there. So there's going to be some opportunities for some guys, for some young guys to step in. And as I mentioned, I think strength could be an issue, especially with Demetrius. But I think those are two guys certainly that could see the field in some capacity as true freshmen.
All right. You have recently written about Darius Jennings and Nick Menocal.
Mm-hmm.
You want to give us an update on those guys?
Yeah, we'll start with Nick, who is a linebacker out of Belen Jesuit High School in Miami, Florida. He was actually a Miami commitment up until Randy Shannon was let go of his responsibilities, and has since opened up his recruitment a little bit. He's going to take official visits to Virginia this weekend, Stanford next weekend. He's also looking at Georgia Tech. He's actually Virginia signed Pablo Alvarez, who's a defensive back out of the same school in last year's class, so there's a little bit of a connection there. So we'll see with him. It sounds like I had a chance to talk to his coach. Sounds like that Miami is still very prevalent, so obviously we'll see when they can get a coach in, but he's going to take a look at Virginia, so we'll see what happens this weekend. And Darius Jennings has to be one of the top targets on the board, certainly for a lot of schools. But he's actually narrowed his list down to six, which includes Virginia and Maryland, Ohio State, Virginia Tech. Wake Forest is in that mix, and UCLA. And he's kind of in a similar mold to Dominique Terrell in that he plays quarterback for his high school and is just a dynamic playmaker, rusher. He had some success passing, but really known for his rushing ability and what he was able to do throughout his career, really. A guy that could be a playmaker as a running back, receiver, in the return game, and really just a big-time prospect. And certainly UVA is hoping they can impress him again this weekend.
Chris, we're going to go to break. We'll carry you over if that's okay. We're visiting with Chris Horn of the Sabres. Stay with us. If you have a question when we come back, 345-0910. Stay with us. We'll be back after these messages.
So this is Christmas.
A little John Lennon there by request from my co-host Frank Maloney. You are listening to Who's Talking. We are back. We still have Chris Horn from the Sabre with us talking football recruiting. 345-0910 if you, our audience, has a question. But in the meantime, Frank Maloney has a question.
All right, Chris, you there?
Yep, I'm here.
All right, Chris. So looking here at the commitments and so forth, one thing that's sort of interesting to me is we understand that recently Cormac Craigie a postgraduate quarterback from Trinity Pauling School up in New York, stopped by and had an official visit with Coach London. What's this all about?
Well, I mean, it certainly seems like Virginia's given him a close look. He's actually attended high school out in Piedmont, California, so he's certainly a bit of an unknown, I guess. And then came to Trinity Pauling in New York this past, you know, for a prep year just to get some more experience and impress some people, certainly. And Virginia was one of the schools that that has been keeping an eye on him. No offer has been extended, but he's certainly an intriguing prospect. He's got the size that you look for in a pro-style quarterback, and 6'2", about 210 pounds. He's got really good speed as well, 4.58 laser time 40. So he can really make some plays with his legs as well as with his arms. So he's a guy that they're giving a close look to. I know he mentioned that that if the Virginia offer did materialize and he ended up accepting it, that they would want him to possibly enroll early. So it'll be interesting to see what happens here in the coming weeks, because you know, obviously he's a guy on the radar, but you know, whether or not he's going to get an offer, that certainly remains to be seen right now.
Yeah, they timed me in the 40 with a
with a sundial.
That's it. I was just about to say that. Yeah. or worse yet, with a calendar.
All right, Eric. Chris, we've got a caller. Looks like Rob has a question for you. Rob, are you there?
Yes, I am. It's nice to the few times that I work late, it's nice to be working late on a Wednesday and not a Tuesday.
Yeah.
So it's good to hear you guys. As far as the state championships, high school state championships being held at Scott Stadium, does that help the Cavs at all as far as any type of recruiting, having the guys maybe go in the home locker room, hopefully maybe Hermitage with some of the talent they have, and trying to be very under the guidance of the NCAA legally do some recruiting there?
Rob, that's a great question. That was my next question for
no,
Chris.
No, it was not.
It's on my list. Go ahead. Fire away, Chris.
Yeah, well, I mean, there are certain, you know, I believe some restrictions involved with the coaching staff. But in terms of any time I think you can get top talent, which I think is exhibited in some of the top schools such as Stonebridge, Phoebus, Hermitage, Battlefield, the schools that are going to be there on Saturday, anytime you can get any prospects to get a look at that stadium and, of course, the locker rooms, I think that's certainly a bonus. So I think that it certainly can't hurt, you know, and just to get as much exposure among those recruits as possible. And and as far as Virginia fans are concerned, they'll be able to get a chance to see basically a preview of things to come. Diamante Bailey, the defensive end out of Hermitage, who has committed. Stonebridge, Rob Burns, the defensive end, who has committed. Daquan Romero and has committed a defensive end out of Phoebus. And Caleb Taylor, a linebacker, although I understand he was injured last week, but I'm not sure if he's going to be available this week. But certainly, and Curtis Grant obviously stands out for sure. But as I mentioned, anytime you can get some guys on grounds and to be able to see, get some exposure, I think that certainly helps.
Chris, I know that you've talked to Schumann lately up there at Fork Union. Coach Schumann, tell us a little bit about Carell Latimer's situation. And also understand that Sage Harold is getting some interest now.
Right. Well, I know Sage Harold is he attended high school in Ocean Lakes in Virginia Beach. He's related to Eli Harold, who actually is one of the top 2012 prospects in the state and probably the country as a defensive end or potentially a wide receiver type. But Sage is a guy that that Coach Schumann likened to Daryl Blackstock. So Coach Schumann usually he doesn't toss around praise too much, but he's usually pretty on point. I don't know if Sage is at that particular level, but I think he may have the same skill set. Virginia's given a look to him, but Kyrell Latimer, who originally attended DeMatha, he graduated from DeMatha in 2010, is there. It sounds like if he closes out, if he keeps on the straight and narrow and gets solid grades at Fork Union, then Virginia will admit him and take him. And he's a solid, certainly a good safety prospect. 5'10", about 210 pounds. Had a really good season for Fork Union. Had 5 interceptions. So he's a guy that, you know, with this postgraduate experience, perhaps that could help him potentially compete for some playing time next year. So sounds like he's certainly on track to get to UVA.
Listen, Chris, it's been great having you on, and we hope to check back with you maybe in a couple weeks And good luck with all your research, and we certainly appreciate all the timely updates this year. You've been terrific.
Thanks. I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Chris. All right, Chris Horn with the Saber. Let's go to the bottom of the hour break. When we return, Joe Palumbo, a true legend in UVA football history.